In the gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that at an hour we do not expect, the Son of Man will come. So we need to be careful then of a couple of things. One, to make assumptions about things, because obviously if the Lord is going to come at a time that we don't expect, we can look around and we hear lots of people telling us that the second coming is any day now. The end of the world is upon us. All this nonsense. No, it's not. And the greatest reason you can know it's not is because all kinds of people expect it. On the other hand, the Lord tells us that we have to watch, that we have to be prepared, that we have to be able to know the signs of the times. So we can look at the book of Revelation, for instance, and we can recognize very easily that this is the first time in human history that what is contained in the book of Revelation can actually be fulfilled in its fullness. And so it puts us then in a time where it could be that the end is near, that the second coming is upon us. Now I can tell you it's not, and at least I believe that. And the reason I can say that is because we haven't seen the triumph of Our Lady's Immaculate Heart yet. We haven't seen the crucifixion and the resurrection of the church yet. We have a ways to go. It's not the end of the world. Yeah, we're in trouble. And yes, we're going to see some horrible things, and yes, we are going to see some glorious things. And that's what we're looking for. We're staying with our Blessed Lady. We are remaining vigilant. That is the key in times like this. We have to pray. We have to remain faithful. We have to be united with Jesus and Mary. It is just that simple. Because all of the things, or most of them anyway, that we are used to relying on are going to be taken away. Jesus told us there is only one thing necessary, Him. All the other stuff is not. It may be convenient. It may be in a world like ours, we need this and we need that because that's how society operates. That doesn't mean it's how society is going to continue to operate. If the Lord doesn't want it, He'll take care of it. In the meantime, we just need to trust. And we need to do exactly what He told us. We need to be watchful. And we can't be making assumptions because otherwise we're going to be like those bridesmaids that didn't bring the oil because they just naturally assumed that they had plenty. Oh, I've got enough to make it through. Do we? Don't bank on it because we don't know when it's going to happen. Oh, if we could know that it was going to happen tomorrow or next week or next month, we could say, yep, no problem. I can maybe deal with that. What if it goes on for years? Do we have what it takes? We don't know. And I can guarantee you if you're sitting back right now saying, oh, yes, I've got what it takes, I can guarantee you don't. Because it's not anything we can do by our own strength. It is absolutely essential that we get into the prayer life and that we are united with our Lord and that we are seeking to do His will. Because as we go through these times, it has to be His grace, not our own ability. So we need to trust Him. And we need to remain vigilant, as He told us, to be watchful, because we don't know when He's coming. And it doesn't matter when He's coming. All that matters is that we're vigilant when He comes. And you can look at it the other way. And again, as we all know, we could have a heart attack or get hit by a car this afternoon and die. Or we could live for another who knows how many years. We always need to be ready. We always need to be focused. We always need to be united with Jesus. in the state of grace, seeking union with Him, and then it doesn't matter. Because if the Lord wants to call us home today, He's going to find us looking right at Him. If He doesn't call us home for another 20 or 30 or 50 or 70 years, He's going to find us looking right at Him, as long as we remain vigilant. But if we start looking at it and saying, just as we heard, well, I don't know when He's coming. I don't know, so I'm just going to start acting like the pagans all around me. Then when He does call us home, or when He decides it's time to come back, He's going to find us acting like a bunch of pagans and not looking at Him and not being united with Him. So we simply need to remain vigilant. Don't worry about the day or the hour. It doesn't matter. It's out of our control anyway. So the only thing that matters is keeping our focus where it belongs and developing the spiritual life, so that for whatever is going to happen in our lives, whatever is going to happen in the world, whatever is going to happen in the church, we're going to be fine, because our focus is on Jesus, not on our blasted money, not on our material things, not on the junk of the world, not on the foolishness, not on the idiotic TV set, whatever it is. That's not where our focus is. Our focus is on the Lord. And if that's where it is, then we have nothing to worry about. Just keep the focus where it belongs. That is the only thing that matters. Again, go back to that passage. Jesus didn't say to Mary, only two things matter. No, not two, not three, not four. Only one thing matters. One. And that is Jesus.